Lamentations chapter 1. How does the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become like a widow, she who was great among the nations and princess amongst the provinces? How is she become tributary? She weeps sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Amongst all her lovers she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Yehuda has gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwells amongst the heathen. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. The ways of Zion do mourn, because no one comes to the solemn feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she's in bitterness. Her adversaries are the chief. Her enemies prosper, for Yahweh has afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children are gone into captivity before the enemy. And from the daughter of Zion all her beauty is departed. Her princes have become like harts that find no pasture, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and out of her miseries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy, and no one did help her. The adversaries saw her and did mock at her Sabbaths. Jerusalem has grievously sinned, and therefore she's removed. All who honored her despise her, because they've seen her nakedness. Yes, she sighs and turns backward. Her filthiness is in her skirts. She does not remember her last end, and for this reason she came down wonderfully. She had no comforter. O Yahweh, behold my affliction, for the enemy has magnified himself. The adversary has spread out his hand upon all her pleasant things, for she has seen that the heathen entered into her sanctuary, whom you did command that they should not enter into your congregation. All her people sigh. They seek bread. They've given their pleasant things for food to relieve the soul. See, O Yahweh, and consider, for I have become vile. Is it nothing to you, all you that pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which is done to me, by which Yahweh has afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From above he has sent fire into my bones, and it prevails against them. He has spread a net for my feet. He has turned me back. He has made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. They are wreathed and come upon my neck. He has made my strength to fall. Yahweh has delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. Yahweh has trodden underfoot all my mighty men in the midst of me. He has called an assembly against me to crush my young men. Yahweh has trodden the virgin, the daughter of Yehuda, as in a winepress. For these things I weep. My eye runs down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate because the enemy prevailed. Zion spreads forth her hands, and there is no one to comfort her. Yahweh has commanded concerning Jacob that his adversaries should be round about him. Jerusalem is like a menstruous woman among them. Yahweh is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandment. Hear, I beg of you, all people, and look at my sorrow. My virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and mine elders breathed their last in the city while they sought for their food to relieve their souls. Behold, O Yahweh, for I am in distress. My heart is troubled. My heart is turned within me, for I have grievously rebelled. Abroad the sword bereaves, and home there is as death. They have heard that I sigh, and there is no one to comfort me. All my enemies have heard of my trouble. They're glad that you have done it. You will bring the day that you have called for, and they will be like me. Let all their wickedness come before you, and do to them as you have done to me for all my transgressions, for my sighs are many, and my heart is faint. End of chapter.